Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. Time for some quad box recruiting coverage here on the channel. Travis Ryer joined by Joseph Hastings, Andrew Bone, and Tim Watts. And guys, between the transfer portal and really grassroots recruiting, we got plenty to go over on the program. Tim, let's start with the portal, though, because there's been news in recent days about a target in the secondary emerging, Ed Woods from Arizona State. I know Andrew has spoken with Ed as well. So let's start right there. Tim, what do you got for us?
First, I want to celebrate a simple name I can pronounce. Ed Wood. We got two syllables. Also want to point out that was a Johnny Depp movie, Ed Woods, about a famous bad director. But yeah, popped up yesterday. Arizona State starter, impact guy in the secondary. We knew when Alabama went in the portal that the secondary and the offensive line, you want to, and you know, I think probably most schools feel that way, but Alabama knows they have talent in the secondary, but I feel they wanted to add experience to go with it because you got some guys that can play. They're just young, you know, they're learning on the job. So Ed Woods went in there. Ed Wood went into the portal. We were told pretty quickly Alabama was going to be a factor. Andrew got a really good interview with him, and it kind of told that, you know, I had a source tell me he went into the portal with Alabama on his mind. And then, of course, Andrew got a good interview and backed that up with him.
Yeah, Andrew, talk about what you've been able to gather from Ed Woods and kind of how this has come together and where it might be headed.
I think he's still kind of in the shock phase as far as schools that are reaching out to him and connecting with him. He's got a visit set to Alabama this weekend. Now, Alabama has not offered him yet, and that's, you know, pretty much standard. They like to bring kids in, and then, you know, the offer typically happens when the kids step on campus. So they're going to bring him in for an official visit this weekend. There's some other schools that are involved, Michigan, Mississippi State, Kentucky. Now, this is only about an hour after he entered the portal. Those were some of the schools that he told me had connected with him so far. Wasn't sure if he was going to take any other visits just yet, but I, you know, was really excited that Alabama had reached out. He talked to Courtney Morgan, Alabama football's general manager, who's pretty well-known person around the recruiting circles and has done a great job connecting with kids on the transfer portal front and also high school. But connected with him, he said it was the first time he had ever talked to the Alabama staff before. Doesn't know anybody. Connected with Courtney. Looking forward to getting to Tuscaloosa this weekend. Had never been to Alabama before, so he said he's excited about getting there and checking out the campus and seeing what all they have to offer.
Yeah, Tim, I think some folks may knee-jerk reaction to this and think, boy, this is maybe a little bit of a sign that Alabama's not entirely thrilled with the talent it has at corner. I don't think that's it at all, is it? It's just that you don't have experience as much as you would like. You certainly have an abundance of young talent given what Alabama was able to bring in with that 2024 group back there.
Yeah, we've already heard their name, Red Morgan. That's a pretty popular name, right? True freshman, a guy that wasn't as highly recruited as some of the others. One that was highly recruited was Zabion. Zabion Brown was another one. We've seen Zay Mincy do things that you've liked. You know what Jalen Mbakwe is going to be. Now, we knew Jalen Mbakwe is a tremendous athlete and would have to, like, take that talent and learn that position as he went to those. I mean, a lot of people, and I agree, he could have easily played on the offensive side of the ball, but wanted to be on defense. So they know they've got talent over there. But, you know, we saw this with Terrion Arnold. We talked about this before. We knew there's talent there, but he, you know, first year starting, you saw the struggles, and the next year, a totally different animal, totally different football player. So, you know, again, you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't have the experience, and DB, you're on an island. You know, we talked about this in the show earlier in the week. It feels like a team sport unless you're sitting across from Julio Jones one-on-one with nobody really helping you. Then it feels a lot like a tennis match.
Yeah, and you're catching more than you're throwing. Hey, JoJo, let's talk about some residual impact from this previous weekend as far as top high school targets that Alabama is very much involved with an emphasis on the defensive side of the ball.
Hey, talk about the cornerback position. Alabama got one of the top players at the position, a 2025 class on campus. Once again, in Dijon Lee out of Mission Viejo, California, visited for the second time this spring, got out there in March for a multi-day visit. Once again, took another multi-day visit to Alabama this past weekend, arrived Friday morning on a red eye, left Sunday. And what's interesting about this one compared to the previous one is that he was able to get a little bit more time with the staff and the players as a result of there not being so many recruits in town. Just one other big time 2025 unofficial visitor visited in Dawson Merritt. So it allowed him a lot more time with the coaches, with players like Xavier Brown, who Tim mentioned before, Domani Jackson, who Dijon knew when he was at USC, Peyton Woodyard, another California defensive back. So he got to talk with them along with Caleb Odom. You know, they pitched Alabama to him, and you know, it's really tight. We've been talking about this recruitment for quite some time. You know, he was somebody that the staff offered almost immediately, you know, as soon as they arrived in Tuscaloosa. A couple weeks later, he named Alabama in his top three. So that interest in Alabama has always been high. It's not a product of these top two of these two visits, but you know, the interest has gone up since he's been able to be in town, you know, get to know the coaches more, specifically Maurice Linguist, who he didn't have that previously established relationship with, compared to Courtney Morgan and Kalen DeBoer, who came over from Washington. So Alabama's doing a really good job here. You know, he still plans on taking his official visit June 21st to the 23rd. We have a great story on BamaOnline.com right now about his visit. But Bama's doing a really good job in this recruitment.
What about Dawson Merritt, Andrew? Because I know you've been able to connect with him and maybe get a better idea of where exactly he stands. It seems to be trending pretty positively for the Crimson Tide.
We think so. You know, a couple on three national reporters, Steve Wiltfong and Chad Simmons, submitted predictions in favor of Alabama for Dawson early this week. But I know that we feel like Alabama's in a good spot with him, but he is still going to take official visits. And we tend to, you know, for us, we usually wait until after the officials before we make our official predictions. But he's still going to visit Mizzou, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and those visits are all coming up in the month of June. But took an unofficial visit to Alabama this past week, and it was actually supposed to be an official. He said that on Wednesday or Thursday of last week, got changed to an unofficial so that he could come for his official a little bit later on. He may do it in the summer, may do it a little bit later in the fall. Still hasn't made a final decision there yet. But I thought that was pretty interesting that he came back to Tuscaloosa for 3 days on just an unofficial visit. Now, this was his second time visiting Alabama in less than a month. Alabama likes him a lot at that wolf position. Everybody always talk. We all talk about this linebacker position, how they're absolutely loading up. They don't have any wolf commitments just yet. And you know, this is a guy that you know is a speed rusher, outside edge guy, 6'3", 220 pounds, and they've been on him for a long time. You know, this staff really liked him a lot when they were out at Washington. He told me yesterday that was one of his first offers. Was from Washington when his recruitment really began. So that relationship has gone back a while, and really loves the coaching staff a lot. Has instantly connected with Christian Robinson. He said, you know, Christian Robinson didn't get hired until mid-February. That was one of the first calls that he made. And he told me yesterday, he said, coaches can now only go out on the road once during the spring. Christian Robinson told him, he said, I'm going to visit you on the very last day, and you're going to be the last person that I see. So I thought that said a lot, but you know, he's definitely one of Alabama's top wolf targets, and they're going to continue to press hard until he makes that decision, which is probably going to be after those official visits, like we mentioned a little bit later this summer.
So, Tim, it is, you know, getting into evaluation period territory, right? And we're seeing Alabama coaches take to the road, maybe – one or two of these to this point that have impacted you or impressed you about the staff now transitioning into that phase of recruiting?
They were just everywhere yesterday. That's the first thing that jumped out at me. You had guys, you saw, you know, Robert Gillespie was seeing AK Deer, one of the top targets at running back who's committed to Ole Miss, and a guy they've been recruiting for a while. He's been recruiting for a while, very active. It was interesting to see him on the road because we saw him on the road briefly when they were first hired. Some of those guys are no longer on the staff. They've already made moves, but seeing them out there. But the one, I think the biggest visit I'm following the closely, and I think we all are, is Nick Sheridan's expected to see Keelon Russell. And I think it's today, it's supposed to have been today. And that's the quarterback position. Doesn't have an offer, big time guy when you look at his film. This is that where they're getting down to the nitty gritty and looking at guys, making sure they check the extra boxes that you can only see on a football field in a live game. That's kind of the one that stands out to me the most. I thought they were active. I thought, you know, Freddie Roach was in Birmingham. There wasn't really top prospects. One of the things I think that makes a good recruiter is even if there's not a top guy, they still hit the top schools in their area. And that's one of the, that was a Saban staple where you'd go to Mobile and that guy would see every school and, you know, we're often scrambling. Who's at this school? Nobody. Well, they're just paying their dues because they know eventually there's going to be somebody there. So we saw them doing that yesterday. And we saw really, you know, the majority of this staff being out there. But I found it interesting, too, with Nick Sheridan. Another thing is we're not really used to seeing that offensive coordinator at Alabama pounding that pavement, right? There's not a lot of miles on him. A lot of times it's the quarterback only. It feels like to me, and y'all, you and Andrew might know someone else, but it felt like only Locksley really had an area, right? I mean, do you remember any other offensive coordinators really getting after it? Locksley had an area, obviously, not just quarterback, but it seems like the majority of the other guys just were quarterbacks. So it's going to be interesting to watch where Nick Sheridan goes.
Yeah, Locksley, he had that mid-Atlantic sort of reputation,
yeah.
Didn't he?
He also had IMG, Trey Sanders, IMG, and the boys. Yeah. Yeah, he would get right. Now he acted like the assistants did, but for the most part, McElwain, Pendry, you know, you just didn't hear about it. You know, Abel. McElwain would go to Mac.
I mean, they're usually just in charge of the quarterback for the most part. I remember when Bill O'Brien arrived. I mean, he mainly spoke with Ty Simpson and Bryce Young. I mean, those were the main guys that he was recruiting. Lane Kiffin. I guess Kiffin was more Bryce Young than Bill was. But you know, they pretty much just focus on the top quarterback guys. Go out and see them, and it's kind of who they really focus on throughout the entire process.
Joseph, let's talk about tight ends because we know fans love to talk about the tight end position. It's for whatever reason, it's popular. It always is. Always in search of that Brock Bowers type, I guess. Where does Alabama stand right now, maybe specifically at that position?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the names that we're watching, it was recently brought up on the BOL roundtable a couple weeks ago, Nick Townsend out of Dekaney, Texas. Kind of has flown a little bit under the radar just in terms of how, active, or should I say not active, he is on social media. Doesn't really post too much. Doesn't really do too many interviews. So I think people are still starting to learn his name. But when you turn on this film, you see somebody that Alabama is really excited about with his athleticism and, just his presence on the field. In Alabama, it's expected to see him this week. So, one of those first few stops. Not sure which coaches he's expected to be seen by. Potentially Titans coach Brian Ellis. That's who he's been in communication with the most. But Townsend made a big jump in the latest On300 rankings update. One of the top tight ends in the country per the On3 industry rankings. So he's out of Dekaney, Texas, somebody that Alabama likes, expected to get him on campus for an official visit in June 7th through the 9th. Recently played host to him for a visit earlier this month, which he really enjoyed. He really enjoyed his time there. Had nothing but high praise for, how he was treated by the coaches. Also his interactions with the players, got to see a scrimmage, see how things operated, really likes the use of the tight ends in his new offense. So, he's somebody to watch. Bone did a really great story outlining some of Alabama's top targets at the position there. So I'll probably pass that along to him. But, yeah, he went really in-depth on that. But, Townsend's definitely a name to know.
Yeah, Andrew, you've also done a great job at BOL of keeping us abreast of sort of this growing list of official visitors that are making plans to get to Alabama primarily this summer, but we've already seen a little bit of a trickling of a few guys come through Tuscaloosa on an OV in the not too distant past. But talk about kind of where that list sits right now. I think you had it at surpassing the 50 mark. Any new additions to that, or has it kind of remained the same here in the last few days?
Well, it's not quite 50 just yet, but we're getting there. We're at 30, I think. Might be a little bit over 30 now, but I mean, it's pretty incredible how they've really already set most of these official visits heading into the summer. I really can't remember, you know, at this point in time, you know, previously when all these official visits have been set. Usually we find out, you know, about middle of May for the first week of June, and then the next week of June is usually a few weeks later. But man, it's kind of crazy seeing all these official visits that have already been set. Chad Simmons for On3 reported a new one on Tuesday. Todd Robinson out of Valdosta, Georgia, set up an official. This is a kind of a two-way athlete, plays running back, plays quarterback, a little bit of safety. I think Alabama's recruiting him as an athlete, but one of the top overall players in Georgia. And we've added several more guys over the course of the last few days. And that list is going to continue to grow as coaches are out on the road visiting, you know, top players this spring. You know, it's not just spring evaluations, it's spring recruiting. So you're out there talking to kids, trying to get them set up for summer official visits. And because this is going to be pretty crazy. I mean, like I said, there's already 30 plus official visits set. Alabama only has room for about 50, I think it's 56 total high school players that can take official visits to schools now. Now, recruits can take an unlimited number of official visits. They can go to 50 schools if they want to for officials, but the actual colleges can only bring in 56 total high school kids for officials. So getting kind of tight. So we'll see who they end up deciding to bring in. And you never know. Some of those guys who are already scheduled for official visits, they may end up canceling, because we've already seen some guys that have made commitments over the course of the last week or so that had previously set official visits. So some of those may get canceled and replaced with some other guys.
Yeah, I just went ahead and pushed it up over 50. I'm just getting you getting you ready. I'm just preparing you for that, Andrew.
We know that there's going to be 50 plus.
Hey, we love it. Hey, more names. Good thing for us at BamaOnline.com. No doubt about that. Hey, Tim, I got to ask you about the quarterback situation. You know, I do that pretty much every time we get together for one of these. But it just continues to be fascinating, I think, with Julian Lewis. And kind of, you talked about it earlier, Nick Sheridan doing his due diligence at the position. It's not late, I would say, in the process, but as we've talked about before with you guys at that position, it feels like it's getting later when you talk about a current cycle that's ongoing and we're rapidly approaching the summer. And it seems like with Juju, it continues to evolve, I guess you could say, in terms of his process and how he's working through it. It sounds like Alabama, though, is continuing to work through its own process as well.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this in February. It kind of felt late because everybody was committed, right? When you looked at the top 10, top 20, this extended on out a good bit. The vast majority, 90%+, were already committed. So you knew Alabama was likely going to have to flip somebody to get the quarterback they wanted. They wanted to get the one, you know, obviously they wanted more time to evaluate, dig in, go through film, because film can check out and practice not check out. They don't have a chance to get them on on campus yet. That's still coming up on June as far as practicing them, throwing all the camps and stuff. So Juju, I'm not as surprised. I mean, I said when they got the commitment from Zollers, I felt like Georgia was done. There were still people saying he was involved, but Juju's eliminated Georgia apparently. We saw that last night and some feedback and Twitter. I guess Georgia is going to be out, which is not a surprise. I mean, they're looking at a portal transfer, got a 26 and a 25. But what exactly is going to happen with Juju? That's still the case, because, I mean, committed to USC, doesn't really act committed, you know, it taking all these visits. You hear Colorado, and what a win that would be for Deion, right? I mean, you got to think, and he's got – you know, he's going to get a big name each year if you're thinking about it. He had Travis Hunter. He had Jordan Seaton last year. I don't know anybody had that on their bingo card. None. Had some very lucrative NIL offers he turned down from the sounds of it, took less to go out to Colorado. You got Auburn in the same boat, needing a massive win at the quarterback position. So Juju's interesting. I think Bama's just kind of wait and see how this thing plays out, be casual, and see what happens. But on their end, as far as that, I mean, we talked about the Keelan Russell that they're going out to see, and there's going to be other guys that they're evaluating. There's several guys they're looking at. The ones, if you want the telltale signs, the ones that are most interested will be where do they go? Who do they see? Do they watch them practice? All that stuff's going to tip their hand. But also that will tip it only in the fact they're interested. What they see at that practice is going to tell you. And, you know, usually this is going to be a stage of, we like your film. We liked you at practice. We gave you an offer. We want to get you on a visit. Now, all these guys are committed. I don't know of any school that wants you to visit, you know, any college where you're committed wants, is okay with you visiting in Alabama. You know, I think you feel that way about some schools. But so there's going to be some jousting going on right now. There's going to be, Keelan's a guy we feel would be interested in Alabama with an offer. And he's got a ton of interest outside of Alabama as well.
CU, that's interesting with Juju, because Shedeur Sanders could very well be on his way to the National Football League. You start connecting some dots, I guess you could make that comparison with the Auburn Tigers.
And to be clear, I think Juju could have a completely different five in June. You know, I think that this is a, well, I'm just saying, I think this is an evolving list. I mean, we had intel, we had solid intel that Bama was in pretty good shape with Juju just a month ago. I'm not saying they're not still in it, but it went from that to then there wasn't an official visit. You know, there's been a lot of moving parts with Juju. There's a lot to manage there. It's just not as simple as get him on campus. He likes you, you like him. NIL is a factor. You know, he's got the support staff around him. So there's a lot of moving parts. And also these teams are filling up on quarterback. How many are going to wait for Juju, which has got to be seen as, I mean, again, he's committed to USC. Lincoln Riley seems all in on getting him. So how many people are going to be committed to going all in to try to flip him? So I think that's going to be, you know, it's going to be in the minority more than the majority when it comes to the Power Five schools.
Yeah, I think if you're SC and you're Lincoln Riley, obviously you'd love to have Juju, but you're also Lincoln Riley. So you're probably going to be okay at the quarterback position one way or the other. History kind of dictates that anyway. But, hey, JoJo, talk to us about state of Florida recruiting. Because as we know, under Nick Saban, it was incredibly successful for the Crimson Tide. We've seen a lot of Georgia. We've seen up in the Northeast. We know about involvement in California and other places around the U.S. What's that looking like right now for Kalen DeBoer and his staff?
Yeah, so Alabama recently played host to Nayshawn Montgomery, four-star wide receiver out of South Florida. He's visited a couple times in the spring, thinking about taking an official visit to Alabama as well. They offered his teammate at Miami Central, Floyd Bouchard. You know, he's a defensive lineman, 2025 defensive lineman, recently landed an offer from Alabama. The expectation is that Bama will come down to see Miami Central sometime this spring. So, you know, just a couple of names on the radar there. But, you know, we also look at Javion Hilson, former Alabama commitment. We talked about his commitment before, you know, how everything went down with the initial commitment to Alabama, where he called up Nick Saban after the state championship win, committed, then flipped to Florida State almost as soon as Nick Saban's retirement announcement was made. But has made it back to Alabama in the spring alongside his 7-on-7 teammates, was expected to be back earlier this month, but didn't, you know, has an official visit set up for June. So he's one to pay attention to as well. You know, there's a couple of other names. You know, obviously everyone always asks about Jamie French, former Alabama commitment. You know, just the interest just isn't being reciprocated there, you know, in terms of, you know, French to Alabama, Alabama to French. You know, Alabama has some really great options at wide receiver. And, you know, they're expected to get about 5 or 6 on campus for officials as of right now. But yeah, you know, Ty Jackson's another name. I know we keep on talking about linebackers, you know, how many that Bama has committed. But, you know, Ty is somebody that the staff really likes. And, you know, it, once again, we're waiting to see if that official visit gets set up. He has some booked for the summer, but, you know, he expressed interest after visiting last month for the second time. So, yeah, there's some options in Florida. I'm not sure exactly how things are going to play out. You know, usually you're looking at a guy at IMG Academy, like a top name. Tim mentioned Jordan Seaton last year. You know, in previous cycles, there's always a top name that Alabama's kind of after. This time around, it kind of remains to be seen. But once again, the spring evaluation period is still getting started. We'll see which offers are extended and who Alabama becomes players for.
Yeah, Andrew, and I guess we also continue to learn how this staff evaluates, maybe more so in comparison to what we saw previously with Nick Saban. And that has to do with system fits and, you know, the critical factors that Nick Saban always talked about, that shifts a little bit too when you start changing systems, even if it's just on the surface, minimal, it seems anyway. There's still some changes that they're working through.
Andrew, we can't hear you.
You're muted.
Which I'm not opposed to. But
no,
I think,
no.
I think some of the listeners
supposed to read my lips. Come on, man.
Well, we got closed captioning. It's all good, but we still need you to talk.
Yeah. So I think with Alabama, they're still learning about a lot of these kids. They're going out evaluating. You know, still building relationships. And it's kind of like the previous staff a little bit. It might be a little different because the previous staff knew a lot of these guys. They still just wanted to go out and evaluate them and see them. And they were they're probably a lot more patient as far as taking commitments. Whereas you look at Alabama's commitment list, they've got 10 right now. A lot of those guys on the defense side of the ball, especially at the linebacker position. But you're not seeing other positions load up just yet. I think this Alabama staff, they're being pretty patient. They're not – there's been other kids that have wanted to commit at different positions, whether it was wide receiver, possibly offensive line, defensive line. And a lot of those, you know, guys had to wait because Alabama told them, hey, we've got to come out and evaluate. You got to come out to camp. So I think the staff's still kind of doing what the previous staff did as far as evaluating, being patient as far as taking commitments. But this is a big period right now with the coaches going out on the road. They're seeing a lot of new names, and guys are going to move up. Guys are going to move down the recruiting board. So the guys that we've been talking about throughout, you know, since February all the way up until this point, some of those names could be eliminated, and some new names are going to emerge in the coming weeks.
Tim, I guess that's part of going through the transition with the new staff too, because it seems like under Saban, the evaluation period was maybe even more so a look ahead to say 2026. But for this staff, they're still utilizing it for the 2025 group, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, they had that thing that they had that book that started in like sixth, seventh, eighth grade that they just continued every year to evaluate. I was able to lay eyes on that thing one time, and it ended up probably started this thick and ended this thick because wow. You would have a player, you know, not all of them are eighth grade evaluations, but if a guy emerges as an eighth grader, middle schooler, 9th, 10th, 11th, he would fall. Some of them picked up later, you know, 10th, 11th, and 12th, but it was pretty extensive. So you're right. You know, you'd see Saban on the last recruiting, and I think Kalen DeBoer is able to do this, but on the last recruiting weekend, the official visitor weekend, in February, it was mostly young guys, right? They'd finished their class, kept that weekend open. I think Kalen DeBoer was able to do that. But, yeah, they're completely – now, there's ties that came. Colin Hitchler, Mo Lindquist, there's ties here. Freddie Roach, Robert Gillespie. All those guys were here and had connections to people in the South. But for the other guys that aren't from here, they had their previous connections, and they're trying to have, you know, areas. You know, the thing interesting we should add here that's interesting is that they're kind of area and position recruiting this year. Like some schools just position recruit. I mean, like Miami does that. I think they still do it. But if you're heavy in the NIL, position recruiting makes sense because you're going to build that relationship one-on-one. You're not worried about what's happening at that school as much next year. Area recruiting, you know, is what we're traditionally used to covering Alabama, where a coach has an area. You know, we just talked about Freddie Roach earlier, is going to Hewitt Trustville. They don't have to have a top guy every year. He's just building that relationship. Robert Gillespie will do that same thing in their area. So they're kind of blending the two together to make everything happen at once. And again, the urgency they felt in February, they probably at least get a breath that they're on the normal arc now, instead of being behind. And as we discussed before, I think at one point they went from behind to ahead, because all of a sudden other people were really ramping up their visitors. Because if you've been recruiting against Alabama, you get in the habit. Everything's like Groundhog Day. Every year is kind of the same time. And then Alabama looks up and they got 100 plus kids on campus in 1 week. I know it was an adjustment because we didn't expect it. I mean, we started counting names and doing our list. And me and Joseph and Andrew were like, dude, we got more, we got more, we got more. And we did a great job of covering who was on there, but there's no way we probably got them all. There's three guys that snuck on through us.
Yeah, these three guys, they typically, though, get them all. And with that,
that was a lot.
You need
some of them we didn't want, just for the record. Some of them were just coming.
There may have been 100 kids on campus. There were probably about, you know, 30 of them that we were, you know.
Yeah, there wasn't all, I don't want to give the illusion they were all five stars and takes and all that, but there's a lot of foot traffic. I know that much.
Yeah, I'm waiting on a recruit to name his the best relationship with the head of a collective.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I was about to say there's so much foot traffic.
Get ready.
It might be too soon, but there was so much foot traffic. You saw the grass at Bryant Denny.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Is that too soon? Is that too soon?
Yeah, let's give that a month. Let's let that marinate.
I'll try to get the board riled up.
Marinate. Hey, if you like what we're doing here on our YouTube channel, we would certainly appreciate you subscribing to the channel. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Hit a like button for us if you don't mind as well. Turn on those notifications. You'll get all of our YouTube content as it drops. All right, guys, I need a commitment watch candidate from each of you. Going to start with JoJo up there in the upper right-hand corner. Commitment watch for Joseph Hastings. Who's that guy?
I feel like I'm going to take Bones here. Sorry about that ahead of time, Matt. I think I'm going to go with Dawson Merritt, you know. Why not? Another linebacker. But, you know, first at the Wolf position. You know, you get on campus there. I think it is interesting that he decided to take an unofficial instead of an official, preserving that official for either the summer or for the fall when he potentially could be an Alabama commitment and just take it as, you know, game day visit, game day weekend visit, get to spend some time with the family. You know, it's really tough scheduling those officials during the season and just unofficials in general because of your schedule with football games on Friday night. So, you know, having that official visit in your back pocket is always nice to have. And, you know, he's been to campus twice in the past few weeks. His family seemed to love it. His dad tweeted out some photos from the visit. And I thank the whole staff, including Christian Robinson, for their time and hospitality. So, yeah, I think Dawson Merritt would be the one I go with for right now.
All right, Andrew, did JoJo take your guy? Because it does seem like the predictions have been coming in for Dawson Merritt pretty quick.
I mean, I like Dawson Merritt. I think I'm going to hold off on Dawson until these official visits happen. But Alabama's in a good spot with him, so I think that's a good call there, Joseph. I think I know who Tim's going to take, so I'm going to take somebody else. I'm going to say Michael Carroll out of Pennsylvania, top 100 offensive lineman. Plays on the interior, but can play on the outside. He's 6'6", 305 pounds, taking two visits to Alabama already. Has an official visit set for June the 7th. And Alabama's very high on his list right now. I know that there's some other schools, Michigan, Penn State. His father played at Penn State, but I actually think, and I mentioned this before, that I think it actually comes down to Alabama and Michigan just because of the relationships that he's built with the staff. But, and he might take it into, you know, middle of June, you know, maybe even late June before he makes that decision. But I do like Alabama's position right now with Michael Carroll. I think he's one of their top overall offensive linemen and certainly a big position of need in this year's class.
All right. Timmy takes who? Tim Watts.
If I said JuJu, what would y'all do? No, I'm not saying JuJu. I guess I could go Ed Wood if I was cheating, but I'm going to go Jackson Lloyd. I think Jackson's got to be closing in on a decision. He's shown so much interest in that. The family also really loves Alabama, loves the Alabama staff. Courtney Morgan has did a really good job. You know, he's very hands-on, especially, you know, in general manager. He's very hands-on. But with the offensive line, that's kind of his deal. That's him. That's his expertise, former offensive lineman. I think Jackson could be closing in. I agree with the other two that Andrew and Joseph said as well. But I think Jackson could be a strictly business guy. You know, again, kind of like we saw in the Saban era, that highly recruited guy that comes in. I would be surprised if there's a lot of drama around Jackson Lloyd. Of course, there probably will be now. But I think that's pretty clear cut what he wants to do. You know, middle of baseball season, you know, the guy's got a pretty busy schedule. He's got to find time to commit. He's so busy.
Courtney Morgan, Dame, we continue to hear. I think you noted in the Ed Woods update that you did, or one of them anyway, Andrew. Ed Woods, an Oakland guy. Courtney Morgan has ties certainly to the West Coast, as does Kalen DeBoer. So I guess more of that coming into play there.
Yeah, I think your housekeeper just walked by. the California connection certainly helped. You know, I was still kind of surprised that when I talked to Woods the other day that he had not met or talked to that to Courtney Morgan or the staff prior to Monday. So I think that can, you know, knowing somebody who's familiar though with the West Coast being out there, you know, they're going to know some of the same people, and I think that's certainly going to help. And, you know, like we said earlier, would not be surprised if a decision happened this weekend. It's something we're going to be watching closely, especially if that offer gets extended. You know, this is kind of the time frame where they're doing their due diligence. You know, you invite a kid to campus, now you kind of find out everything else that you possibly can on and off the field about Woods leading up to the visit. You get the kid on campus, you meet him, first introduction's obviously going to be a big thing, and then, you know, maybe they offer him on Friday, maybe it's not till Saturday, but I think that there's pretty good chance that he gets that offer this weekend.
All right, I'm headed back from the West Coast. As you can tell, a little bit of traffic here in the lobby. But you guys want me, Tim, you want me to check in on Modern Day or Dijon or maybe one of these?
I mean, you're crazy not to go to Caramel by the Sea. Clint Eastwood, okay. Jackson Lloyd, three sport athletes.
It's north a little bit, but I'll take the PCA.
I'm telling y'all, y'all look up where Jackson Lloyd lives. It's absurd. No, it's an absurdly beautiful, cool,
yeah, unbelievable
area. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I was so excited about Jackson. We had a trip canceled during COVID that was headed to the West Coast. That was going to be one of the highlights. I think we should all go watch him play this year.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Yeah, make that happen. Yeah.
Just Tim. The four boys, no girls be upset that we left them to go to Carmel.
Bart and I at least can play some golf. You know, I don't know about you guys.
But. We can squeeze into two double beds, one room, two double beds.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
We'll hop right in there for Carmel by the Sea. You got to take some bullets, guys.
We'll go to a practice on Tuesday, and then we'll stay for the game on Friday night.
Yeah, and play Pebble and a few other tracks.
We need a full week to evaluate.
We'll expense it all to Tim. Ladies. You know, it'll be beautiful. All on Tim.
Never mind. We're not going.
All right, guys. Great stuff, as always, here on the Quad Box coverage of recruiting on the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. Joseph Hastings, Andrew Bone, and, of course, Tim Watts. Guys, look forward to doing it again soon.
Let's do it. Thank
you. Appreciate it. See you guys.
For Joseph Bone and T-Watch, Travis Schreier. Thanks again, and until next time, so long, everybody.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.